تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. This guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And inshallah, with this lecture, we're going to be dealing with something special, which is an-nafs. And how we can train and taming our own nafs towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to make a tazkiyah for our own soul. How we can purify, how we can elevate, how we can make our self and our soul and our nafs grow. And how we can snatch it out of impurity and sin and haram things. And before we start this, we have to understand that the nafs of the human being can be under one of the three categories. We have an-nafs al-mutma'inna, and we have an-nafs al-lawwama, and we have an-nafs al-ammara. An-nafs al-mutma'inna, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. This is an-nafs al-mutma'inna. It's calm, it's comfortable, it's secure, in peace, in ease, with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with being in the sirat al-mustaqim. So this nafs is in an ease, in comfortable position, because being in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, following the way of Allah, the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Comes after this a lower self than this higher self, which nafs al-lawwama, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by an-nafs al-lawwama, this soul that admonishes the person when he do something wrong. So like a mother to her child, where the child do something wrong, now the mother or the parent or the father will admonish that child and they try to correct that child, try to get them back again on the track on the sirat al-mustaqim. And some of the Muslims, they have this kind of nafs that when the person do something wrong, it may be immediately or after a little while, now his soul is disturbed, his nafs is disturbed because he had this something displeasing to Allah. And this has become some kind of energy, some kind of danger in the soul. making the flat your body when you understand by mistaking unintentionally that a stone or a needle get to your thumb and you start bleeding and you try after this effect, this wound. So the same thing like our body can get bleeding and get hurt, the nafs also can get disturbed by committing the sin and the haram and become disturbed and start to admonish the person and they try to make up for this haram and this mistake. Now, you have another nafs, wal'iyadu billah, we ask Allah's protection, which is the nafs al-ammara, and this is the worst kind of nafs that is working against the person and always commanding him to evil. So this kind of nafs is leading the person, trying to take control over him. It's like exactly like a car. The car that you can be having a full control on a car, or that you can lose control of your car due to drunkenness or due to defect in the mechanics of the brake, and now you don't have any control. You found the car going right or going left, and after 50 years in a car accident. So the more that you have control over the car, the car is solid, you're awake, everything is fine. The more that you have control, the more that you are safe. So the more the person is awake, the more that the person keep conscious, focusing in the book of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being in the good company, being in the mosque, being in the things good, now you have control over yourself. You see, otherwise, now the self has control over you. Your nafs will try to take over. And this always the nafs in a fight. We are living in some kind of a battlefield between us and our own soul. So sometimes the enemy doesn't come from outside. Does not have to be the kuffar. Does not have to be the temptation of the dunya and al-hayati dunya and the material thing. Does not have to be the shaitan. It can be in your own self. And you find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. Which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge in Allah from the evil of his own soul. You see, that the person will seek refuge in Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has control over the shaitan, over the self, over the human being, over the animals and the wild, harmful things. So you say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. You see, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over these things all. As a result of this, also one of the things that Allah has created is the nafs. Okay? This soul, and this soul can sometimes take control over the person, and as a result of this, the person, if it's not going to be mu'alaja and fighting, and they try to bring his soul back to the fact, now became a nafs ammara, ammara bisu, that command him and leading him to the haram. So, the Islam, the deen of Islam came for the tazkiyah, came for the purification of the soul. How to cleanse yourself, how to elevate yourself, how to make yourself, instead of being a baby, to be like a adult, to try to make it more mature, have maturity, and to be more in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this tazkiyah and this tahara, purification of the soul, is one of the main purpose and own reasons that the Prophet and the Messenger has came for this person. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by all the things, by الشمس and the duha of the shams, وَالشَّمْسُ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah swearing by all these things and say by the sky and by the one who has instructed and built and erected the sama, the heaven or the skies, and by the nafs and the one who has formed and created وَنَفْسٍ وَمَتَوَاهَا. And say فَأَلْهَمَهَا, He provides the two ways to the nafs, to your soul. Allah gives the two directions, the good and the bad, the halal and the haram, the sunnah and the bid'ah, the iman and the kufr, the ولا and the براء. Both of them are both directions are available there. You see. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. Destruction or its piety. You see. The sin to be impure, to be going to the lower places of all places, or it can have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فألهمها. Both of them are available. There's no excuse for a human being. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to warn Bashiran wa Nadira to make the way clear and telling them that this is the way to Jannah. And this, if you do this, this will be the way to hellfire. So it's known. There is no excuse. Okay? There is no excuse, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. That Allah doesn't punish the community unless they send a messenger, a warner, so he can make everything clear to them. So now the next note, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. But after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Success is for the person who tries to elevate his soul. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ will be successful. If you try to protect your soul from the ahwa, from the shahwat, from the haram, from the wrongdoing, now you're making protection. So this soul will remain to be healthy, will be strong in the iman and in the faith and the obedience of Allah. But if a person seeks a destruction, now misfortune and destruction is for the person who that staha. That means left it to be filthy and in impurity. He did not try to elevate it. He did not try to get it out of the filth of the shirk and the filth of the bid'ah and the innovation. So both ways are available and for the person to choose. Now, are you going to have the lead over your neck or your neck is going to have the lead over you? And your neck is like a baby. Your neck is like a baby. The baby, if it's not being weaned by the mother, is continuing breastfeeding, and taking milk and crying when the mother doesn't give him the bottle of breastfeeding it. So the neck is like a baby. You see, you're going to have, in a certain time, you're going to have to make a stop and you're going to make a weaning. Huh? You're going to have to wean the neck. But always the neck is demanding. I want this, I want that, I want this. And most of the things that the nafs calling for is haram. You see, shahawat. Things which you take it away because we like to be lazy, we like to be slowing down, relaxing in the bed, not going to the mosque, sit watch TV, sit in the lecture, it's so restless, it's so tiredly, you see, you start sleeping. So the nafs became so active when you give it music and playing and relaxing in the bed, but when you start to struggle, the next doesn't want it. But you see, he's going to be having a baby. And now you're going to get this baby out of being a child to grow to be a man, or you're going to leave the baby to remain a baby. If you remain in this spoiling, giving his bottle, the baby's going to always suck in his thumb, crying for any little thing. You see, why? Because it's spoiled. So this is the same way if we spoil our own next, our own soul. The importance of this da'wah, which is the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 129, he made dua for this ummah. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Even the Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام made dua for this ummah and say, O Allah, send a messenger among them to recite the book for them and recite your verses and teach them the book and the wisdom and to give them tazkiyah, to elevate them, to make them a better Muslim, okay? To snatch them out of the darkness, out of the kufr, out of the shirk, out of the jahiliyyah, and they bring them from darkness to the light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made this as a ni'mah. He said, هو الذي بعث في الم... لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. This is a great نعمة that Allah سبحانه وتعالى sends a prophet. What was the prophet saying? Okay? يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم, recite the verses of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Okay? Teaches the Quran, teaches the hikmah, the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And said what else? ويزكيهم, to elevate them. Lift them up like an elevator. You see, to the deen and the sunnah and the coming of the Prophet like an elevator. You are in the first floor, you want to go up. That this elevation, it needs something to take you. And this is what the purpose of Islam. This is the purpose of the Prophet ﷺ. Through the deen, it is going to be elevation and going to be purification. Otherwise, the person remains always in the mud. When the Prophet Musa alayhi salam came to Pharaoh, he said to him, هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَذَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَحْشَى. Would you like me to lead you to a way of purification and elevation and purification? So even the tazkiyah was not something new, it came to the khayr. At all times, to be for all mankind, because mankind without tazkiyah, without purification, without iman, without the direction of the Prophet, they're going to remain in darkness, what we call the jahiliyyah. They're going to live in darkness of the jahiliyyah. They are not going to have nose, they are not going to have hidayah. So this nafs is going to always love to be in the darkness, in laziness, in haram, in munkar, in evil, transgression, zulm. So now we need to get it out of the darkness. We need to bring it to the light. The tazkiyah and the purification and taming our nafs have different approach, different way. And before we get to the approach, how we can train ourselves from the haram, how to direct ourselves to the halal and the things which is pleasing to Allah, we have to understand that there is no way for the tazkiyah to the nafs except by the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no mysteries in Islam, okay? Like some of the Sufis, you understand? Some of the Sufis, they play over this so-called tazkiyah and taking the people, putting them in a dark room, or you understand, or the sheikh teaching him certain exercise, sitting open your hands, scratching your back, close your eyes, and you stay for a couple of hours, you see, certain exercise, don't eat lamb, don't eat any meat, only eat fish. See, this is not something been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Training the soul or taming the self as training from the disobedience and the haram is not through some physical exercising and leaving certain food. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has came for this purpose of the tazkiyah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whosoever do any action is not according with the sunnah of the Prophet will be rejected. And any way that you try to discipline yourself or train yourself or try to get yourself in track is not been legislated by Allah. It's not taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not understood by the Sahaba. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You see? And look, to show you that we have to stick to the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جاء نفر إلى بيوت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. جاء رات إلى بيت من بيوت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسألون عن عبادته. فلما أخبروا بها كأنهم تقالوها. وقالوا أين نحن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ وقد غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. فقال أحدهم أما أنا فأصوم لا أفطر. وأما الآخر فقال أما أنا فأقوم الليل ولا أنام. وأما الثالث فقال أما أنا فأعتزل النساء.
see, this incident happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A group of the Sahaba came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking about the way how the Prophet worshipped Allah, how the Prophet gets closer to Allah, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can control his own self. Because the whole thing about how to get closer to Allah and be away from the wrong doing and the haram. This is the whole issue. So the wife, wa alaykum sallam, of the Prophet told him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says someday, afternoon fasting, like Monday, Saturday, of every month, 6 days of Shawwal, things like this, optional fasting. The Prophet ﷺ get up at night, he goes to sleep after Isha, get up at night, sleep, and make the Hajjud, go to sleep again, he get up for 5 days. So, they say, this is the Prophet of Allah. Allah has forgiven him already. We don't have to worry, but we don't have to worry about our condition. We don't know what's going to happen with us. This is the Prophet of Allah. Allah already forgave him. Doesn't matter if he prays 2 rak'at at night, or he prays 11 rak'at, doesn't matter, because Allah قد غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. Allah already has forgiven him for all his sins, past and future. Alright? It doesn't matter if you pray 2 rak'at or you don't pray 2 rak'at, tahajjud, it's forgiven. So every one of them with a good intention, he decides what he's going to do. One of them, he said, well, now they have a good intention. They want to get closer to Allah. They want to be a better believer. So one of them, he said, what? Me? I make tahajjud all the night, no sleep. No sleep. The other person, he said, what? I fast every day. Every day. Ramadan is not Ramadan. Every day will be fast. The other person say, what? I'm going to stay away from my wife. Now, they have good intention or no? That's it. They have good intention. They want to get closer to Allah. They want to have more blessings. They want discipline themselves. But he's doing something different from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing. You see? So, later on when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he'd been informed about the story of those people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered the people and addressed the people, told them, by Allah, inni abqaakum lillah wa alamkum billah. I know about Allah more than any one of you. I fear Allah more than any one of you. Is it? But I pray and sleep. I fast, big fast. وأتزوج النساء فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. I know about Allah more than you. I'm more dedicated to Allah than any of you. I fear Allah more than any one of you. But in the same time, I go to sleep sometimes, I get up sometimes. Fast some days, big fast some days. Sleep with my wife, enjoying the halal. So whosoever will be different from my sunnah, from the way that I'm doing, is not part of my ummah. It's not part of my ummah. You could not have a different methodology for taming yourself. Like I said, some of these Sufis, they make people walking on nails. You see? And some they put knives and make them walk in it. Sleep on the knife. Okay? And some they stay for 3 days, don't eat anything, take a few drops of water. Some they stay and they keep focusing on the picture of the sheikh. They give them the picture of the sheikh and all what you need to. And somebody, they teach them to sit in one spot, say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. They have different methodology. And from one country to the other country, they have a different way how to discipline themselves. Okay? Some of them, they be hanging in the tree, you see, for hours. The next day, it will take 1 hour more. Next day, more hour, you see, to give you more discipline, be able to get more pains and more hardship, how you can deal with pains. But this was, the Prophet ﷺ, one day, he saw a man standing up. He said, what's wrong with this man standing in the front? He said he made nazar. He made a vow that he will be fasting and standing in the front. He said, oh, what does it mean? What is standing in the front for? What you cause in heart to for yourself for? Standing in the sun is no need for it. You want to continue your fasting, continue your fasting. Fasting is the ibadah. Get closer to Allah. But standing in the sun, what is standing in the sun for? Get down from there. It's not the right way. So people, they so concerned about how to have control over themselves and how to discipline their own soul and how this and how that, and as a result of this, they deviate from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They don't go according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first way of discipline yourself is the Tawheed. Because if you don't have the Tawheed, your nafs is in impurity. Before Salah, you make what? You make wudu. Wudu cleans your heart. But cleaning the heart is more important than cleaning the part of the wudu. You see? And Islam, when Islam starts with purification of the heart. Because if you do not purify your heart, doesn't matter how much wudu you make. You can wash your arm from the hand to the elbow. 3 times or 30 times is not going to help, because you have shirk in your heart. Because you love somebody in your heart more than Allah. You fear somebody in your heart more than Allah. You see? This is a problem. This is a problem. That the heart has a distinction besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hoping in somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you to be only devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you have the total humiliation and the total love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very important that we have to understand. That the tawheed, and as a result of this, you found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the mushrikun, he say, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَدْ إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَدْ. Those who associate far from Allah, they are impure, they are filthy. So what's the big thing? You clean in your body, but your soul and your body is not clean. You still believe that somebody else can hurt you or harm you as a result of this. And instead of calling on Allah, you're calling on the great, the dead people. Some people, until now, they're worshiping great. They're calling in the dead person, asking him or her to help them. Give his wife, because his wife never had boys, or what he has girls. So now, he goes to the grave of this so-called wali, and he's calling in him. All CD says so and so, please help my wife. You see? Your soul is in total destruction. Doesn't matter what you're going to do, how many dhikr you're going to say, it's only tongue is moving, but your heart is someplace else. And this is the most important thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, أَنَا أَلَا إِلَّا فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَتْ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ كُلِّهِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فسد سائر الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. This is the most important thing in your whole body, your heart. And the belief comes there in the heart, and could not be believed and church there, it's not going to work. So the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed there is a piece of flesh in the body, If it's good and solid, the whole body will be good and solid. If it's corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. Because the heart doesn't have the love of Allah. So you're going to be loving everything else. The heart is not totally accepting Allah to be the one who gives and take away. So you're still calling it somebody other than Allah. You see? So the first way to clean your soul is cleaning soul from the shirk and appreciating far from beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving somebody other than Allah. Or begging somebody other than Allah. Or assuming that somebody can hurt you or benefit you other than Allah. And here's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. Be aware, have this kind of aqeedah. If the whole ummah get together to benefit you with something, they could not benefit you with anything except something that Allah has decreed for you. So your total devotion and your total focus is on Allah. Not in the book, not in the prophet there, not in the school, not in this and that. All this is means that Allah will make it work or doesn't work. When you're taking the medicine, you are not focusing in the medicine. The healing and the shifa and the cure is by Allah making me. But I'm not going to put my focus on the medicine. Allah make it as a means, it can work or doesn't work. So your total depending and total trust will be on Allah. Allah will be sufficient to you. Look, when Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet of Allah, if one of them looks beneath his feet, you will see Allah. Nobody's there. No truth, not to understand, super, nothing, all the, not even, they don't have to hang down with them. Abu Bakr Siddiq and the Prophet in the cave. And all these people come and search. The Prophet of Allah, if anyone look like this, look under, he will see us. Abu Bakr is so scared, because if something happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be the end of the Islam. But look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Total relaxation, total trust in Allah, dependent in Allah, to say, O Abu Bakr, ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What do you think about two, which Allah is the third? Allah will suffice us. Allah will take us, yes, over our head. You see? But does not mean because they over our head, they're going to get us. If Allah wants it, it's happened. If not, it's it. So if you don't have the purity of Iman and you be a distance from the shirk, doesn't matter what you're going to do to discipline yourself, yourself is not going to be disciplined. The person always saying every day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Thee we worship, and from thee we ask in help. You don't ask help from anybody else. So if you don't have the proper tawheed, the proper aqeedah, the proper trust in Allah, and knowing that everything by the will of Allah and by the permission of Allah, yourself, your soul, your heart is in filth, is in purity, and doesn't matter how much wudu, how much istinja, how much ghusl, it's not going to clean you. You see? The soul always will be in impurity and in filth and in darkness because it didn't get to know the reality of La ilaha illallah. There's only one ilah. Not Allah and the Prophet, not Allah and the Wali, not Allah and the stone and the rock, not Allah and the grave, not Allah and the Wali. You could not have this kind of shirk. So you want to elevate your soul? You want to let your soul know and believe that there is one and this is, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the shirk, the person will be humiliated and always fearing things and people. You see? So he doesn't have enough time to focus on Allah because he's scared from other things. We have to get rid of this shirk. This is the way to profile your soul. This is the way to elevate your soul. This is the way you can have a real focus in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people have a real focus in Allah, the proper tawheed, whatever punishment, temptation, persecution happen to them, it's going to be like nothing to them. And maybe some of them will enjoy it because they doing this for Allah. As this, we can see the reason why Bilal and Sumayyah, as the early companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, when they persecuted, was like nothing to them. Because the next has been elevated. The next has a focus. Knows who is Allah, and that Allah deserves our love. And any sacrifice that we do it for the sake of Allah is like nothing. You see? Because you're getting something in return back, which is the pleasure of Allah, the closeness of Allah. When you're going to know this, when you're going to know really who is Allah, that Allah deserves from you more than what you can give. And what you're giving is nothing but a little bit. Sometimes you understand, because we pray 5 times a day, we feel like we're doing Allah a big favor. That you understand, like, so why is it happening to me? I pray every day. Get sick, or he lost his wallet, or gets fired from the job, or fails the exam. Why me? I'm always good. I'm always making salah. See? The soul is still shaking. It didn't understand that Allah is the master. And the master can test or do whatever he wants with his slave. You could not question him. You could not complain about him. And you will accept everything with content. When your soul and your nafs been elevated and understood what is the proper meaning of La ilaha illallah. The second way of elevating our soul is by al-mutaba'ah, the follow, the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To understand that you have no iman except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To follow the footsteps. Because this also elevation for the soul. The soul doesn't have to be worried about, but the school of thought says culture thought. And Imam Khan says culture thought. In my country, they do it like this. It's so busy, you see, with other things, other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, you have the most perfect example is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell me what ibadah the Prophet didn't do. What haram did the Prophet didn't stay away from it? If you want elevation, purification for your soul, getting it out of the mud and the jahiliyyah, this is the example of the Prophet ﷺ. In his aqidah, in his ibadah, in his akhlaq. Who else can be equal to the Prophet? And who can know about Allah more than the Prophet? And who can fear Allah more than the Prophet? So why are you seeking Allah, another leader or another imam or another example? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood in worship. He stood in worship at night, making night prayer until his feet swore off. He cried until he wet his beard. He imparted love and khushu' and love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? So we don't know about anything bring us closer to Allah. The Prophet didn't do it. Why do we have to go to Sheikh so and so, or Tariqa so and so, or Mawlana so and so, Sufi Tariqa Tijani so and so, and Naqshbandi so and so, and all this ways and deviation? Why the Prophet is not enough? There is a verse that the scholar call it the ayat al-imtihan in this meaning. Sometimes I bit the Arabic and I could not, but I think al-ikhtibar or al-imtihan. وإن شاء الله سبحانه وتعالى فيه قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. The love of the prophet is not a claim. Love of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is not a claim. People saying I love the prophet, I love the prophet. But if you really love the prophet, then follow the prophet. You see, if you love the prophet, follow the prophet, imitate the prophet. Try to imitate the prophet in everything. Some of the Sahaba, they even try to imitate the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, not in a form of ibadah, even in the daily life, things that is not ibadah. Like Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, the Prophet didn't order or recommended, but he will stop in some place and go and sit there under the tree or go use the bathroom in some place. He say, I was traveling with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he stop here and he used the bathroom here or he rest under the tree here. You don't have to do this. But how much you love for the Prophet, you want to be follow the footsteps of the Prophet everywhere, everything. But nowadays they found people they deviated from the way of the Prophet under the title of love of the Prophet. This is a fake love. This is not a real love. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the challenge. What was the challenge? قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني ما قال خالفوني فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Say, if you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so follow me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and forgive to you your sins. If you really love Allah, so follow the Prophet of Allah. Don't make things in Islam never recommended by the Prophet. Neither practiced by the Sahaba, and maybe in the 4th to 5th century somebody invented and the people can't understand. Everybody celebrating Isra and Mi'raj, celebrating the Nisf of Sha'ban, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dancing and playing music and calling zikr, doing all kind of things that is not in the Sunnah. And you tell me you understand because we want to get closer to Allah. How you want to get closer to Allah? How you want to elevate yourself and you are different from the Prophet? You really want to elevate yourself, purify yourself, training and training yourself is no way for you except to follow the way of the Prophet. Because what nest can be better than the nest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What stone and what heart can be more clean and more pure than the soul and the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No way. No man, no human being on this face of the earth can be better than the Prophet in taqwa, in ibadah, in love for Allah. So, he's your example. He's your leader. He's your imam. Follow him. Other than this, your soul is going to remain in the dirt. Your soul is never going to be elevated. So we have tawheed al-ibadah and we have tawheed al-ittiba'. Tawheed al-ibadah, that worship none except Allah. Fear none except Allah. Love no one to the opposite of the love except Allah. And comes the other type of tawheed, al-ittiba', that they have one imam, one leader, one example, not many, you see. Now when you do this, you lose focus. You see, it's so easy, you look like this, focus, keep you understand your eye on the road. But when you start to drive it, and look at the 18 wheeler, and you can understand the other person, and this person have a dog beside the driver's seat, and then you understand, lose focus, now you get in, you see, car accident, problem. So when you're so worried about Sheikh so-and-so, and Tarifa so-and-so, and Mawlana so-and-so, but you're forgetting the Prophet. It's much easier to keep one focus, and this is the Prophet of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ يُطَعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهُ. Listen. Whosoever obeys the Prophet of Allah, indeed he's obeying Allah. There is no difference between obeying the Prophet and obeying Allah. Because Allah is the one who sends the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been told by Allah, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name and by the name and by the way and according to the direction of your Lord, the one who has created. And Allah said, وَمَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't speak from his own desire. He is inspired and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this comes the means and ways to elevate our souls and purify our nafs is doing the ibadat, the obligation, and doing as much as we can from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way to get closer to Allah, ما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها وقدمه التي يسعى بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the hadith of Qudsi, what the meaning is, there is no better way to get closer to Allah than fulfilling the obligation, the duty, obligatory act from salah, from hajj, from fasting. You want to get closer to Allah? This is the way. You want to get closer to Allah? This is the way. Fulfill the obligation. At least 5 times prayers a day. At least the fasting of the month Ramadan. At least as once in your lifetime, 2.5% of your annual savings. This is the best means to get closer to Allah. What comes after this? Let's assume that we did all these good things, and we're making the salah, and we're making the zakah, we're making the fasting, everything. He says, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. He still has means and ways to get closer. Get more closer. As Allah says, وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِمْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُ عَرْوَلَهُ. You get closer, one hand is bent to Allah, Allah will come one arm to you. You come one arm to Allah, Allah will come more. You come walking to Allah, I'll come running to you. So you do little bit, Allah gives you more. But how we doing? How we doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. His mercy is so great. I say to you, you come one step. I will come to you and say, you want to get closer more? You want to be loved more? I say, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. Now if we fulfill all the obligations, assuming that we did all the obligatory acts, now there is optional. That you fast Ramadan, you can fast 6 days after Ramadan, you can fast the Monday and Thursday. You can do this thing. This is called optional. Now when you enter the mosque, you pray 2 rak'at. After Maghrib, you make 2 rak'at. After Isha, you make the witr. It's called optional. You give your zakat to do sadaqah, charity more. You see? There is optional. So when you come more to Allah, closer by doing what? By doing the sunan. You see? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you do more sunnah, after you already fulfill your obligation, you do more sunnah, I will love you. See? Now this is all what we're trying to get. We're trying to get to the love of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. And after this, Allah will be what? Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah became your wali, became your protector, became your guardian. Okay? When the person comes closer to Allah, he gets more closer, he gets more closer, Allah will love you. And say, now if I love my slave son so, I became his eye which he see with. I will become his ear which he hear with. I became his hand which he touch with. I be his foot which he walk with. Whenever he asks me, I give him. When he wants protection, I protect him. He became your guardian. He became your wali. He will be the one who takes care of you. Allah waliyu alladhina amanu. Yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila al-nur. Allah became your guardian. Total recharge, total security, total insurance, taking care of all your needs, all your wants. You don't have to worry about it. Yourself, your heart, your soul, your eyes, your hands, your legs, everything. Now Allah will direct everything. Now you found your eyes look the things pleasing to Allah. Your ear is not listening to backbiting, slander, music, haram stuff. You found your ear feel comfortable and ease. Go to the mosque, listen to the Quran, listen to ilm, listen to hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You found your hand always shaking hands with the brother. It doesn't shake hands with the sister. You see, found somebody fall, try to get him, walk in the street, you found obstacle, you try to remove it from the way of the people. Now Allah will be guiding your arm, guiding your hand. So your hand will be going always in the right. Your foot will be walking to the right place. At any time you ask Allah, I say, yes, my slave, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. You see? So this is the elevation. This is the purification for the soul. This is the way how to have control over the self. And after this, this nafs that's always fighting with you, telling you women, drugs, music, nightclub, girlfriend, boyfriend, now is going to move. There will be some innovation. From nafs ammara to be a nafs which will blame you. Which will blame you when you do something wrong. And after this, when you do something, oh, why you didn't make the sunnah, you only did the fard. There is enough time, you can make sunnah, you can fast. It's a nice cool day outside, you can fast Monday. You found your, even not admonishing you when you're going wrong, admonishing you, your next start, like you understand, like a companion inside you, talking to you, like, what's wrong, why you didn't do it? Not only when you do the haram, it starts admonishing you when you fall short in the sunnah. You can do it, you don't have to do this, you see. It starts bugging you about it. And now you grow again, you grow, and you're lifting you up again, and now became enough to mutma'inna. No more fighting, no more problems, you understand? Now it will be resting with what? With the ibadah and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we're going to have to stop here because it's the time for adhan and iqamah. And if it is need for us to continue the lecture, we will do. Otherwise, inshallah, it's going to be at 2 of the dinner or something or lunch. And inshallah, this is a small reminder, okay? And we can take it from there by getting some questions in some books about the Tazkiyah or some tape or some, you understand, sitting in classes, because this is the means, sitting in classes you will learn. And this, inshallah, will be a reminder and tazkira. And وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them, indeed, reminder is a beneficial for the believers. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Okay, sister. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to stop here. Qul sirat al-'asr.